Thunder Bay, the next stage of the North Core streetscape project, will cause some inconvenience to business owners and their customers, but Kara Pratt believes it's worth it. "We know there's disruptions, but the end product looks like it's going to be pretty great. It's going to be incredible," said Pratt, the executive director of the Waterfront District Business Improvement Area. Last year, the Court Street part of the project was largely completed. On Monday, the City of Thunder Bay closed the Red River Road and Cumberland Street intersection to permit construction to begin on the Red River Road portion of the $13 million streetscape initiative. The project includes rebuilding streets and sidewalks in the downtown area to improve walkability, support more public events, and expand patio and vendor space. Aging underground infrastructure, such as water mains and sanitary sewers, is also being replaced. But area businesses will remain open with pedestrian access intact throughout the construction period this year, while portions of Red River Road will be closed during three different phases of the work. There's excitement and, of course, trepidation. It's a closure of a major intersection in the waterfront district. But there's definitely excitement that the streetscape is going to be done. Our underground infrastructure that is failing is going to be replaced, and we'll have a much more pedestrian-centric downtown, Pratt said. She appealed to the public. "Don't stay away because there's construction. The businesses are still open, and the contractor is great at making sure people can get to businesses. The bulk of the work will be done before this construction season is over, and Red River Road will be fully reopened." Kayla Dixon, Director of Engineering and Operations for the city, said the need to replace century-old pipes requires excavating the complete right-of-way on Red River Road from storefront to storefront. "But this work allows for the opportunity to really upgrade that public realm, so residents and visitors will see concrete pavers and a flexible street that will be fully accessible for events, with planters, greenery and some public art installed along the way." She said the city has strived to ensure as minimal an impact as possible on businesses as the work progresses over the coming months. Dixon added that the BIA, and businesses in general, have been very supportive of the project, and we really appreciate that they seem to see the benefit at the end, so it's been great. Red River Road is currently closed from Cumberland to St. Paul Street, but Cook Street is now one way for eastbound traffic from Court Street to St. Paul to provide access to businesses there. On May 3, the city announced details of how transit routes in the area will be impacted by the closure of the Red River-Cumberland intersection. More information about the streetscape project is available on the city's website. With files from Katie Nichols.